Musicians have been certainly impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. We see a lot of musicians going online and providing virtual concerts or just giving us little mini concerts, just keeping the music going. Music is so important in this time. We thought we'd check in with WBGO's Director of Editorial Content, Nate Chenin. Nate, music is important in people's lives, and not only WBGO, but the musicians themselves are really trying to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to either hear music coming from them or to participate in some way. What's your take on this so far?
Well, you know, it's so true that the music relies on that connection between artists and audiences. And, you know, almost immediately when social distancing policies went into effect, we began to see musicians holding live streams out of their apartments and their houses and, you know, just really in search of connecting with an audience. And there's been a real sense of communion around some of these live streams. I know I've seen probably a half a dozen of them just in the last week. And, you know, it is not a substitute for being in a room with a musician or with a band, but it's something, you know, and it's something that we really need right now. I think the entire community.
Going through Facebook just a few moments ago, I saw Mark Morganelli and Michael Wolff, both from their homes, you know, providing some music and keeping us entertained. But this isn't just about jazz. This is artists all across, you know, the music world are really reaching out. They're doing concerts from their steps, from their homes. Why is it that music touches us so much, especially during hard times?
Well, music really does speak to our souls. You know, it's a fundamental thing. It's comfort, it's solace, it's connection. And, you know, for those of us who consider ourselves part of this jazz community specifically, there's also a sense of responsibility there. You know, we need to take care of each other. And so in some cases, musicians have a kind of virtual tip jar. And, you know, I know that many people who have watched these streams have tried to pitch in, you know, and then there's other ways that you can help. I know that organizations like the Jazz Foundation of America have mobilized specifically around the coronavirus crisis. But you know, back to your point, I think it's just this is a time when we are feeling anxious. In many cases, we're feeling grief, you know, and sadness, and we're feeling very isolated from society and from the outside world. And so having that moment, you know, specifically the live stream where you know that you are sharing this moment in time through whatever distance, you know, and by whatever means, whatever technological means, something about sharing that moment in time is really special. And so I think that's why we've seen the live stream be such a, you know, be embraced by so many people.
And I know you are spearheading the efforts here at WBGO Online to make sure that this station is doing its part as well.
Yes, this week we officially launched a thing that we're calling the Live Stream Hub from WBGO. This is it's basically a gathering of all the live streams that we can find, and we encourage artists and venues to submit their events if they don't see them listed. And so it's a really great comprehensive guide to all of the various streams that are happening. So, you know, we're updating it all the time, and our intention is to really be the place where you can come to find all of this information.
Where would we be without the internet or social media right now?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I do think that we feel so much more connected, you know, because of those things. You know, it's a way for us to talk back to each other. It's a way to sort of hear what the chatter is. And you know, we've really seen it become a lifeline for musicians and for bands. So, I mean, I am quite grateful for the fact that we have this technology. You know, most of us are wired enough that we can tune in to this stuff. you know, it would be, there'd be a lot more tedium, I think, if we didn't have that at the moment.
So you get the honor here as we close this out on the WBGO Journal, Nathan, and I want you to pick a song that you feel really sets the moment right now for not only WBGO and maybe the jazz community.
That is a difficult task, you know, and I think maybe the one that I turn to just because it's sort of fresh in mind. Earlier this week, we published, as we always do, we published Take Five on Monday. And Take Five, as you know, it's always a list of new and noteworthy recordings, often from albums that are just around the corner and just about to be released. And this week, I dedicated the entire Take Five to music that does speak to this moment. And there's one song in particular, which Curtis Stigers sang with pianist Larry Goldings. It's a new original song called Shut-Ins. And it was written by Larry Goldings with a songwriter named Bill Demain. And it's an intimate little love song that is basically sung from one person to another and sort of saying, you know, let's just be here alone together.
Let's be shut-ins, shut-ins. We'll stay in, see the day in the private way that we do. Let the riffraff and the rabble go out. I'd rather be a shut-in with you.
In Take Five, I explained that this song was written before our current pandemic. You know, it's maybe a little prophetic in that way. But, you know, I listened to it, and it actually provided a little bit of comfort, you know, because I am in the fortunate position of being at home with my family, with my loved ones. And, you know, I hope that's true for anyone listening, you know. And so there's something, you know, it's a reminder to draw comfort from that fact, you know, that we are not alone, even though it may feel that way. You know, we still have the ones that we love.
Now, you probably didn't realize that Curtis Stigers is one of my all-time favorites. So great choice, and thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal. Stay healthy.
You too, Doug. Thank you.
No trouble in our bubble with a population of two. Let the hurry and the worry fade out. I'd rather be a shut-in with you.